This is a year of reflection for people whose lives changed with the fall of South Vietnam in 1975. It split the family of 13-year-old Pascal Phuong Dong, who escaped with her mother while her father and her two older siblings remained behind. They were eventually reunited because of Pascal Phuong Dong's father's determination to be free, a fantastic tale of escape, more than worthy of StoryCorps.
My father never shared this story with us, but this was my brother who shared this story. My father went underground and he turned himself to a fisherman. He left Saigon and he went to a fishing village near the sea, and he let his beard grow long, and by himself he built a boat out of plywood, whatever he could get his hand on. He got some engine, and take years, you know, you cannot do it overnight.
Yes.
Years just to gather the material. My brother told us that the boat just have like a little bunker underneath. That's where everybody, 420 some odd people, they all sat like sardine. Mm-hmm. Just no room to lay down. There were three boats left that night. And my dad was the first boat that went out. And they turned on the radio to listen to the weather. And they said the biggest hurricane of the century on the Pacific at that time. And my dad said, it doesn't matter, hurricane or not. He went right into the international waterway. The other two boats, when they heard that the hurricane's coming, they just went along the edge of Vietnam and they got caught. So my dad went right into the biggest hurricane of the century at that time, Hurricane David. And he was the only man who sat the whole time at the wheel and tried to hang on to this little boat, you know, 100 mile an hour knots of rain and wind. And my brother said the waves were so high that you don't see the breaking point. All you saw is a wall of black water coming toward you, in front of you, and this little boat, like a toy, this little boat just climbed up this mountaintop, like 30-story building, to plunge down. And then again, the next wall of black water.
Wow.
And on the fifth day, from far, far away, my dad saw some sort of light, and he knew that's a big ship. So he gave order to try to burn everything they could and make SOS signal. And suddenly, they signaled back to acknowledge. Mm. So everybody was just like, oh, God, finally somebody signaled back. And it's a Russian flag. Mm. And then to get on the Russian boat, that means to go back to Vietnam. They will give you back to the Vietnamese, and that's the end of my family. But the people on the boat rather get on to this ship with the Russian than be alive and then deal with whatever later than die at sea. But my father stood up and he said, our family will die at sea or we will make it to freedom, but we're not going to get on this ship. And any of you who want to get on, please, you know, I will try to get as close as I can and you get on, but we are not. Everybody decide to make it or die at sea with him. So one day we receive a letter who said that they made it to an island in Malaysia.
Wow.
And I remember in Lubbock, Texas, you know, they came and we were so excited. The first thing my dad told my mom was that I have done my job. I have reunited the family and brought us all together. And my job to you as a husband and father, I have accomplished my mission to you.
Wow.
That's the first thing he told my mom. And I thought about it. I thought, thanks to him, to his bravery and his conviction, that 400-some people, family, now multiply and have a chance to have a great, better life with dignity and freedom. And they spread out all over the world. And thanks to that.
First Day's Story Project is a collaboration of PBS's American Experience, WGBH, and StoryCorps, and was inspired by the documentary Last Days in Vietnam. Listen to more stories at pbs.org/firstdays.